All right, it is time now for trivia on WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Please welcome to the show, once again, as always, Freddie Kiger.
You are so kind. Thank you so much. It's balmy, balmy, balmy out there.
It is, man. This is crazy. I mean, last week we had all this snow on the ground.
Yeah. And polar vortexes.
Springtime out there now.
It is. I'll never forget when I was in Lillehammer, and it got up to like 25 degrees one day, and the Norwegians went nuts. They were out there in shorts and T-shirts.
It's all in what you're accustomed to, I guess.
That's right. It's all relative.
Yeah.
It's all relative.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what, Ron?
What?
Let me take this second to address a phone call that I received from Chapel Hill Family Medicine.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Dr. Gutierrez?
Dr. Gutierrez and Nurse Stocking.
Okay.
A brief word needed to address our question back on January the 30th about borborygmi.
Oh, yeah.
And the great consternation it caused at Chapel Hill Family Medicine.
Consternation?
Yes, consternation, whatever it is.
Really concerned about it?
Yes, they were. For those of you who remember our lost sleep, my question asks from where the sound of borborygmi originated.
And I remember saying, I have never heard of that.
Right, and Desi Arnaz was not the answer with Babaloo. Two of our biggest trivia fans jumped on my answer like the IRS on a delinquent bill.
Mm-hmm.
And so Nurse Pixie Stocking and Dr. Patrick Gutierrez, I say publicly, that after much weeping and gnashing of teeth, my error was unintentional, and that I had the intestinal fortitude to admit the error of my ways, and the true answer should have been not just the stomach, but the large intestines.
Oh.
I guess I needed GPS to better understand my GI track.
Just finding that you were wrong just was like getting punched in the gut, wasn't it?
Yes, but you know, we were in the neighborhood. We weren't in the right seat, but we were in the right neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I symbolically, after taking two aspirins, feel much better.
Put the lime in the coconut?
Yes.
Okay.
So Nurse Pixie Stocking and Dr. Patrick Gutierrez.
The only person I've ever known named Pixie Stocking, that's for sure. Isn't that a great name?
Yeah, well, they have that running competition between the two for trivia.
Well, yeah, I know. I hear from them all the time.
Yeah.
And
they're good trivia fans.
It's really amazing when you're a mighty big man when you can come in here and admit that you were wrong about something.
Yes, it was more than the stomach, it's the large intestines.
I just want to say that it wasn't my fault, folks. It was Freddie all the
way. I'll take it. As you mentioned, I have the intestinal fortitude, the guts to say that you were near wrong.
Well, I'm glad we righted that wrong.
Thank you very much, and now we should jump to our category for today.
I hope everybody feels better.
Yes, birds of prey.
Birds of prey?
Birds of prey.
All right. Well, hey, lay it on me.
All right. In its 200-plus mile-per-hour hunting drive.
Whoa.
No kidding.
Yeah, okay.
What raptor is the fastest animal on Earth?
A raptor.
Yeah. Raptor. In its 200-plus mile-per-hour hunting dive, what raptor is the fastest animal on Earth?
Well, I can guess, but I don't really know.
Is that crazy? Is that not a 200 mile-per-hour plus?
Wow.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Oasis at Carmel. Save half off, $20 worth of food and drinks, available now for $10. Oasis is located in downtown Carrboro in Carmel. But at night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. Oasis features organic coffees, aromatic teas, wines and beers, homemade pastries, chocolates, quiches, and more. Many options are also vegetarian, vegan, and or gluten-free. It's half off from Oasis. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Well, Freddie Kiger, you're asking a question about a raptor, which is a bird of prey.
Exactly.
I'm going to say
it's not a Klingon vessel. Remember, they had the birds and bird of prey out there in Star Trek.
I was just going to say, you said it can dive at like 200 miles an hour?
Yep, 200 plus.
I was just going to say a hawk, but I don't know for sure.
The peregrine falcon.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Crow-sized one peregrine was clocked at 242 miles per hour.
My goodness.
Are you kidding me? It's also the most widespread raptor, the only major ice-free landmass from which it's entirely absent is New Zealand. It's all over the place.
My goodness.
That's crazy. 242 miles an hour.
Got some falcons down in Atlanta, too, but I don't think any are
fast.
Wow.
No. I've seen some in restaurants, however, at bars and stuff, and they were pretty fast.
Well, thank you. I've learned something today about zoology. Animals.
Thank you. Yeah, animal. Birds of prey.
Yeah.
And we made it right with stomach and large intestine.
Yeah. Well, hey, two birds, one stone.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
See you tomorrow.